Yo, yo. One more yo. Yo! What's going on, yo? Welcome back to the Wing State of Mind. Thank you so much to all my avid, reliable, dependable listeners, man. I don't do this because of me. I do this for y'all, seriously. And y'all are the reason why I'm even able to find success with this. So I can't thank y'all enough. And I always think back, I'm just like, what really inspired me to want to make a podcast? And I really don't know. It just was put on my heart. And then it just went. Pretty much. And the next thing I knew, I'm at 40 episodes. And I'm like, what? And actually, somebody told me, they were like, yo, I checked out your podcast. And then I need to catch up because I listened to like episode 10. And then next time I checked, you had 37 episodes, and I was like, what? And then I was like, wait, what? I have 37 episodes? That's crazy. I didn't even realize, like, what I was doing. I thought I was just, like, doing not even the bare minimum, but I was just, okay, 2 episodes, 3 episodes a week. Wasn't even thinking about how steady and how that was going to build and the consistency. Oh, my gosh. That's just living proof. The consistency is amazing, and I'm so grateful for all, every single one of the 1,854 plays as of today. I haven't checked my statistics again, but that's in 5 months, y'all. That's 1,854 plays. That's something I don't really talk too much about, or I don't really dwell on it. I don't think about that, but I'm just amazed and blown away that this could even happen. And the fact that it just took off like that, I say took off as if I have like 10,000, but to me it feels like 10,000 because I'm just so grateful and so blessed to have people even give me their time a day to listen to what I have to say. Bars that rhyme. But that's going to coast right into the topic of today. And I was thinking about this today, working at my full-time job, and I had this epiphany the other day when I was listening to 0 to 100 by Drake. And Drizzy, he's really a man that knows his worth and he knows his self. And it never really clicked to me what knowing yourself and knowing your worth meant. Now I finally get it. Knowing yourself and knowing your worth, that's when you become unstoppable. That's when you become a force to be reckoned with. And people have no choice but to respect you and but to follow alongside what you believe you deserve. Because if you don't have your own belief in what you're worth and what you should be doing or what you deserve to be getting paid or whatever, then somebody else is going to determine that for you. That's a quote that's been around for a long time, and I've heard a lot of people say that. If you don't determine your worth, someone else will determine that for you. And that's important. So I want y'all to remember that, because that's something that is instilled inside of me. I don't let anybody downplay me or my abilities or anything. Not that I really go through that. I feel like I've been blessed once again to just have people see my ability and my gifts and my passions and everything, my skills that I worked on to hone and train. I don't really have to prove myself, but you shouldn't really be having to prove yourself to anybody, really. Because we don't live under anybody else's guise. We don't live under anybody else's judgment. At least I don't. And so, with my job now, there's actually me as the only full-time scheduler, let's say, because I work in the healthcare business now, and I basically have to schedule families and nurses and get them all coordinated so that way their children with mental disabilities can start receiving some care and really impact families' lives, which is really great. I'm just working more so now on understanding the system, which everything really is easy. Everything in this world is pretty much easy. And I've spoken on that already. people like to overcomplicate things and overwhelm to give themselves an excuse for something to be hard, to give themselves an excuse to mess up, give themselves a reason to mess up, and then find a reason to complain and make it a scapegoat for their own shortcomings. Oh man, this system's really hard to learn. Well, really, because if you have that mindset and you go in thinking that something's difficult and thinking that you're going to have difficulty with something, then you're going to have it. It's going to manifest. And that's the thing that people don't understand, is that we manifest these things into this life. We manifest things into this world. We are makers. Y'all don't, like I hope y'all realize that we are makers. You get in a car, drive to work, somebody made that car. Somebody created that car. That came out of somebody's head. Somebody made that. You are a maker. So if you make something, that means you're bringing it into reality and into existence. If you have the idea, you made that idea that something's going to be difficult. You made the idea, you created it, that you're going to struggle with something. Therefore, you will make it into existence and it will come to fruition. Okay? Understand that now, because if you don't grasp that concept, like that South Park meme, you're not gonna have you're gonna have a really bad time. So do that, please, please. I really beg y'all to take it serious and take heed, because manifestation of things is really important. But that's getting a little off track right there. I want to kind of just bring it back more so. So yeah, man, I really went on that tangent and I got a little off track, but the overall theme I wanted to bring was knowing your value, okay? And it's important. If you have the mindset that you're worth more than gold and diamonds and anything that's carnal and created on this earth, therefore you will be. You think, therefore you are. I think, therefore I am. Look, this is tried and true quotes that resonate throughout history because they carry weight to them. They're not just said as a cliche so you can make it a phone background or you can have some corny thing to hang up on your wall and look at first thing when you wake up in the morning. No. Kirk Knight, one of the best producers that I believe came from the Beast Coast movement, and he produced, Plain Jane by ASAP Ferg, tough beat, super tough song. He said, I found that the cliche quotes and the corniest quotes are the ones that ring most true. And that's true. I've experienced the same thing, man. So go ahead. I challenge y'all to just go look up some corny quotes. Just be like quotes to put in elementary school or something. Like, you miss every shot you don't take. That's a tried and true quote, and you can't prove that incorrect. Because if you don't take the shot, you're missing it. You're missing the shot. You're missing the opportunity. See? You can't debunk that. And people like to try and debunk things. I listened to Billionaire PA today talking on his live stream that he had with 19 Keys, man. I don't want to, and he said, you don't really, I won't really want to shout out my friends. That's something he said too, which is something that really interested me. He said, if you're friends with someone, you just don't want to shout them out and then keep it moving. You want to really support them. And I do support both of them. I have supported them and I've given them both money, but I'm not going to get like really deep in that because I just support them. It's not about what I do, but I support them wholeheartedly. That's just what I'm saying. It's crazy that he said somebody challenged him and people would call him when he says, don't spend your present time with people you don't have a future with. People called him to challenge that and said, well, why wouldn't I spend my time with them? And he just hung up immediately because that's just so ridiculous and backwards and insane. And I feel like it's the definition of insanity. It's manic. And how can you be so stuck in your ways that you want to challenge something that's positive and then actually see, oh, well, can you prove this? Let me play devil's advocate here. Why wouldn't I want to stay with somebody that doesn't benefit me at all and only drains me and only deters me from opportunity and only holds my ankles and keeps me stuck? Don't be stuck. Don't surround yourself with people that don't want to see you do better. People want to see you do good, but a lot of people don't want to see you do better than them. And that's a fact. That's a stone cold hard fact. But when you know your worth, it doesn't matter anymore. All that matters is that you're on the path to self-actualization, and nobody can deter you from that or take you off or tell you otherwise or make you think any less of yourself. You can only be thought more. You can only think higher of yourself, and you can only improve yourself. See, when you're self-aware, no one else has to hold you accountable because you're completely aware and you demonstrate extreme ownership in everything that you do. I'm talking a little fast, but I'm going really in because I'm passionate right now. And I'm going in to the fact that this is real talk, y'all. I'm not giving y'all anything less than 100%. Being completely self-aware of everything gives you the advantage. And it's funny because when you're on the ball internally, then externally you're given an advantage. Right? Exactly. Me at this new job, yeah, there's some things I'm doing kind of slow and I'm a little hesitant because I don't want to screw up, but I'm understanding things and I'm picking up everything and I'm moving and I'm grooving and I'm hustling and I'm bustling. Had a phone call today and I just knocked it out the park. My location director, he was like, that was an extremely professional phone call. Like, you knocked it out the park. Like, you killed that. And I was like, great, man. Like, thank you. I'm glad because I'm getting more comfortable now and I'm gonna just work my magic because I know that's the thing. Like, I know I'm a great communicator and I know I have great tact. I know I have great word choice. I have a great vocabulary and an amazing communication ability that I kind of thinking, I was just thinking of big words. I was gonna say like an eloquent, I don't even know, but it's besides the point. I know what I am. That's the thing. I know what I am, and I don't have to prove it, but I know for a fact communication is one of my top five skills, hands down. And I have pride in that. I've worked hard for that. I've always, growing up, I've always had an expansive vocabulary, diverse and very articulate vocabulary. I like knowing things, and I like having words that ascend my playing field, and it requires a certain amount of knowledge to understand what I'm saying. I don't want to just talk down. You see what I mean? I don't want to just talk common talk. I want you to have a certain level of IQ needed. I want you to have a certain level of brain power needed to understand me, because I'm not just going to go down and let so-and-so who doesn't talk about nothing and has no brain power whatsoever, he doesn't even care to think or care to challenge himself, understand me 100% perfectly. No, there should be some type of disconnect and some type of barrier between us because I've done something that they have chosen not to do, and that's apply themselves and become a better version of themselves. I don't understand that, okay? I don't understand that mindset. So how am I going to understand them 100%? And how are they going to understand me 100%? We're already thinking differently. You see what I mean? Man, I bet y'all might not have been something y'all would have really thought about there, but I'm just saying this naturally. And I was watching my man Dame TV today. He's a producer and he's great, and he has a very, very great skill in communicating as well. And he said the same thing that I do, man. I don't write things down or rehearse nothing. When I'm doing these podcasts, I'm freestyling, yo. Call this a cipher, because that's what I'm doing. I'm spitting facts. All I do is have the idea, okay, this is what I want to talk about, and bam, let it be raw, unfiltered, and natural, because that always gives you the best results. That will always take you the furthest, and it's the most authentic. It allows people to see true you, true self. And I know my self-worth, therefore I'm not ashamed to show my true self. I know where I stand. See, that's why I love bringing it back. And I love going on these rants because I get to challenge myself. Okay, where was I going with this? Yeah, brought it right back. I know my value. And the thing about knowledge, the thing about that is that knowledge has a price. And a lot of people will shun knowledge and a lot of people will turn away from knowledge because it has a price. Knowledge can be free, and I'm giving y'all a lot of free knowledge right now. But knowledge will come at a price, and the higher you get in knowledge, think of it like cars. Or not even cars, think of it like something that you get free. Think of it like drinks. Yeah, drinks at a fast food restaurant, okay? You just want basic water, you get a free cup. All right, that's cool. I'm giving you water because you need water to survive. I'm giving you the knowledge because you need it to survive. But if we're gonna get level, if we're gonna ascend the levels, and all right, now we're gonna spice it up. We're gonna give you some Coca-Cola. We're gonna give you some Dr. Pepper. I'm gonna give you some root beer here and there. That comes with a price, because that no longer am I giving a commodity. I'm giving an exclusive. I'm giving something that's valuable. You see. And people don't realize the value that they have. And it's cool to give things away for free. It definitely is. But that's an eternal debate. I feel like that will go on forever until the end of time. Is where do you draw the line between free and paid for? Something's got to give. Something has to. And you just have to realize that you need to attract the energy that you want. And if you want to have money, then you got to start charging things. You got to start making yourself worth something, because people aren't going to walk around and be like, you know what? I think you deserve $100 for this book, so I'm going to give you $100. No, you need to charge that book $100. If you want somebody to buy your book for $100, you need to make that book price $100. And then allow them to see, help them to see the reason why it's worth $100. There you go. Two-step, make the book $100 and then show someone why it's worth $100. Okay, well, I talk all this, and this, and then I got pictures in it, and then here's a here's a little glossary in the back. You got an index, got a nice dust jacket on it. Shout out if you know what a dust jacket is, and then it's hardcover too, so yeah, $100. All right, you know, you make a good case. It's worth it. Oh, and New York Times bestseller on it. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, if it was a New York Times bestseller, then it's got to be a good book. There's so many New York Times bestsellers out on the market. It makes you wonder how the number one bestseller even works. Is it for a day? Is it for an hour? Like, that's what I really wonder. But you know what? It allows me to be put at ease, seeing all these different books as New York Times bestsellers, even books and authors that I've never heard of, because it gives me hope that it's possible. It only reconfirms and solidifies the fact that it's possible. It's possible to never have written a book once and then become a New York Times bestseller. You see? People just love to give themselves reasons to not do something, or to not try, to not take that leap. You only grow when the pressure's on. That's when diamonds are forged. Diamonds aren't forged when there's no pressure, when there's no lava. It takes some outside force to be applied to make diamonds. Imagine if diamonds were just in the dirt and you could just dig them up. Nobody would care about diamonds. Nobody would glorify diamonds. I bet you people would probably, women would probably want wedding rings with gold or something. That'd probably be a new standard. Because if you can convince people to make gold worth more than diamonds, then that's the new paradigm. And that's really it. And look at the dollar itself. The dollar has been given value, sometimes, not even sometimes, a lot of times, more value than people's own lives. The dollar is worth more than people's lives. Look, that's why people are working their life away for minimum wage, for $7.25. Because the weight of losing that money outweighs the weight of giving that person time to live their life and paying them more dollars so they don't have to work as much. Be aware of your surroundings and be aware of who you are. Please, if you do anything, start to ask yourself questions like, what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? Okay, here's my strengths. I'm good at communication. I'm good at owning my mistakes and owning everything. Okay. I'm good at relating and being able to connect with people. Okay. I am great at... Be great. I'm great at thinking of ideas on the fly and podcasting, okay? I'm great at coming up with inspiration for music and making beats and programming it. Okay. All right. So what are my weaknesses? My weakness...
finding a balance and fitting in everything a day. Okay, all right, what else? Giving myself enough praise and leeway when I feel like I haven't done enough. Okay. You see, I could think of another one, but the point is double down on your strengths. And as you double down on your strengths, you'll begin to shed your weaknesses. The weakness shedding, that'll come. And what was I listening to today? My man, Neo Davis, he said, becoming a better person isn't getting rid of yourself and becoming a whole new person. No, that was 19 Keys. Yeah. He said it's shedding the weaknesses that you have already, realizing you have them, and self-actualizing. People say new year, new me. No. Ain't no new year, new me. New year, better me. That's the type of time I'm on. New year, better me, because I'm the same person. Drake said, the new me is really still the real me. That's what it is. You just gotta better yourself. There's no need to reinvent yourself. You don't have to always go back to the wheel and reinvent the wheel. The wheel is one of the greatest inventions ever. So there's no need to try and make what? A square? Why? Why do you need to find a different way for the wheel to transport things when the wheel... it's foolproof, and it works amazing. Improve on the wheel's design. If you want to make a new wheel, improve on what's already there. Make it simpler. See, that's the problem. We make things harder, so it gives us a reason to not try. We make things harder so that it gives us reason to fail. Reason to accept failure and then move on and not come back to it, because we actually have to apply ourselves a little more than laying around. I know someone needs to hear this. I know someone needs to hear this for a fact. Your word is your bond, and people are your greatest asset. So let your word hold weight. Give your words value, and don't let anybody downplay your value. Don't let anybody give you less than what you're worth. Never, ever, ever live in the shadow of man. Pave your own lane and shine your own light. And if people want to walk in your shadow, that's fine. All we can try and do is bring them to light. That's it. But not everybody will see the light. Because not everybody wants to see the light. Some people are like vampires and they see the light. They start hissing, they cover up, they leave. They start melting, they vanish, they need to get out. Some people wear umbrellas and some people use umbrellas in the sun. Because they're not trying to have those light beams hit them. It's not for everybody. But I'd be doing myself a disservice, and I'd be doing God a disservice, if I did not make it a point to reach out to everybody and give a platform for people to make that choice and make that decision. Huh. Okay, so I'm hearing all this and I'm feeling convicted, because a lot of it applies to me. The shoe was fitting. It's a nice 10 and a half foot. Or it's a nice six and a half, you know. All right, so now I'm aware, and because I've seen it, now I can't go back to not seeing it. You know what? How about I actually try? Let me. Maybe this guy knows what he's talking about. All right, maybe I do need to be better. I could be better. I have been getting lazy, and I feel. Yeah, I see. I've been getting a little fatter too, a little chunkier. I do need to get up and start doing things. If that's what it applies for, that's great. I'm doing my purpose, man. Or if you're a person that's saying, you know what, this is what I needed. I was looking for something to take me to that next level and to help me cross and take the next step. And I did not know that. Yeah, I'm lacking in my self awareness, and my value. I've been living too much for people and trying to please people. See, being a people pleaser will get you nowhere. Another tried and true quote. Try and please everyone and you'll end up pleasing no one. I don't live life to please. When I go to work, yeah, I want to please my boss. I want to please the people around me. But I'm not working for them. What am I realizing? Okay. The mission and the objective of my job is to help these families and to get doctors and nurses in these families. That's who I'm helping. That's who I hold a standard to and I hold my best to. If I'm not giving them my best, well, of course I'm not going to give my coworkers my best. Because it's not about my coworkers. You don't go to work for your coworkers. You go to work for who the business is affecting directly. That's like if you went to McDonald's, you were working at McDonald's, you clocked in and you said, all right, you unregistered, you ordered a Big Mac. All right, I'm going to cook that up for you. That's like only making food for your coworkers. You ain't show up to cook only for them. Yeah, there'll be a time where you might end up cooking for them, or to be nice, you'll cook for them, to look out for them because they're your coworkers. When they're on their break, you might cook their burger or whatever. But you did not clock in to only cook for the coworkers. You clocked in to cook for the customer. And if you're not giving the customer your best, automatically you're not giving your coworkers your best. Because all your actions directly affect the customers. And in turn, the residual affects your coworkers, because then they have to pick up the slack. Then they have to do what you can't do. You feel me? I know that makes sense. And I hope y'all are able to grasp that, man. We're out here getting better every single episode, and I'm doing it with y'all. It's not just me, it's all of us. Every single person that listens, I really want y'all to get something every single time. And besides that, I want y'all to get more out of me, to see a piece of me maybe you didn't see. To see a part of me that, oh, wow, he's actually kind of opening up. You know, that's really cool. He trusts us enough and he can say this. You know, I make a lot of mistakes. I do. I make mistakes. Well, I'm not going to say a lot. I'm not making like 20 mistakes every day, but I still make mistakes just like everyone does. I don't get on this podcast to act like I'm perfect. That's not my goal at all. That's not my vision or my mission. My mission is to help shed what isn't important from the average person's mindset and replace it with everything that is important, so that they are no longer average. Now they are above average, and now that they have their brain reset, their paradigm has been shifted. And now the world around them has become a whole new reality. They no longer live in the life that's been prepared for us by the government, by society, by family, whatever it is. They are now living in a path where they realize their worth, their self-value, and they realize that their world is for the taking and that they can make it what they want. That nobody has been given a special power or ability or been chosen crazy by some council or something or whatever to be a celebrity or to be LeBron James or nothing, no. LeBron James worked for it, just like Gary Vee worked for it, just like Bill Gates worked for it, just like Oprah worked for it, just like Kevin Hart worked for it. Everybody works. Nothing has been given without work. There's been some outliers in some cases where people that have worked have given something to people that helped them propel and be put at an advantage, but even those people still had to do work. They might not have to do the level of work that it makes it seem, because a lot of that work has been taken care of for them. But nothing can be built without work. Things don't build themselves. If I want to build a building, I'm not just going to stand there and look at it. I'm going to start building it piece by piece. Or I'm going to get people to help me. Or I'm going to pay people to build it. And they can use machines that'll help, but somebody's got to operate those machines. Even if we got robots to build a building, it took robots. It took something to build. You don't build just by laying around. You don't build by laying on the ground. You look up and there's the house. No, it don't. It does not work like that. It just doesn't. And I feel like that's what a lot of y'all, not people that are listening, because I know y'all are great. I know y'all definitely have your head on straight. And I'm not going to call y'all out or call y'all lazy or nothing. But a lot of us, and as humans, generally would be the ones to lay down in the grass and then expect that house to be built when you haven't done anything. Or expect something to be done in ample time or sooner when you haven't really been trying to help. And then get mad and want to blame and throw names and point fingers when everybody's getting in trouble, including yourself. When really you dropped the ball and your coworkers, the two of them, they picked up the slack for 60% together. They combined and you couldn't even do that 40. Know yourself, know your worth. Thank you, Drake. I finally get it now. Know yourself, know your worth. And it's so, so important. So, so important. If you don't determine your value, someone else will gladly determine how much you're worth for you. And will have no hesitation making you worth nothing. Nickels, dimes, and pennies. And they won't even lose a bat of sleep over that. So with that being said, this is episode 41. Man, I can't wait to get to episode 50. I'm going to keep bringing value to y'all. Hey, reach out, please. I'm telling y'all, man, reach out. Let's talk. If you want to get on my podcast and talk with me, do it. Reach out. I'm telling y'all, please. I'm asking y'all. Reach out to me. Let's contact. Let's conversate. Or converse. I don't know if conversate's a word, but let's have conversation. Let's talk about it. Let's make things happen. Let's speak things into reality, into existence. Let's just stop being bystanders. Let's just stop reading all these self-help books and not doing anything about it. Let's start doing things. Use those books as supplements. Don't be the type of person that drinks protein thinking that, okay, because they drink protein, now they're going to get all this muscle. It takes more than just drinking the supplement. Supplement is an addition. So add on to the good stuff that you're already doing. All right? So with that being said, I hope this helped cultivate your winning state of mind. And I'm going to holler at y'all in the next episode. Peace.